This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hong Kong protesters stained around damaged Hong Kong's Polytechnic University Monday after clashes with police overnight. Campus was a flurry of uncertainty and activity Monday morning. Some protesters discussed trying to leave, while others reinforced barricades and carried boxes of petrol bombs to positions around the complex. Earlier in the day, Hong Kong police trapped hundreds of protesters inside a major university, and demonstrators rampaged through a tourist district after almost two straight days of standoffs that raised fears of a bloody showdown. Defiant protesters inside faced off against the police water cannon and armored vehicles in raging battles. Despite increasingly violent protests, Hong Kongers are set to vote in local elections this week. VOA's Bill Gallo.
District Council helps determine the makeup of Hong Kong's legislature and even helps determine who becomes chief executive. But there are questions about fairness. Student leader Joshua Wong was barred from running. Authorities say he broke the law by promoting self-determination. That also happened to Edward Yu in 2016. He won an election, but was disqualified after he added a line about democratic and other reforms to his oath of office. Still, he says voting is important.
Even though it may not be the solution to all problems, it would have a very important platform to let the government official realizing that the public have opinion, right, that you have to listen.
At a recent rally, many protesters said they plan to vote, but questioned whether the election will lead to change. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
Iran's supreme leader backed Sunday a government decision to increase fuel prices, which sparked deadly protest over the weekend. The Ayatollah Ali Khamenei blames thugs for damaging property and protested.